Girls' diets may affect the timing of their first period. Girls who eat a healthy diet as children, regardless of their body size, may start their first menstrual period at an older age compared to those who eat less healthy foods, according to a new study. Based on the results, the types of food eaten by girls during childhood and adolescence, and whether they cause inflammation, may influence the timing of periods, rather than their height and body mass index. The study from University of Washington is the first to examine the connection between specific diets and the age at which periods begin. Recent research has shown that more girls are getting their first periods earlier, with a more than twofold increase in the number of girls who get their periods before age 9. Inflammation, a key factor. Researchers evaluated the diet of over 7,500 girls aged 9 to 14 through questionnaires and analyzed if it was healthy or prone to cause inflammation. The 20% of girls with the healthiest diets, as measured by having the highest scores on the Alternative Healthy Eating Index, were 8% less likely to start their first period within the next month compared to those with the lowest scores. Conversely, the 20% of participants with diets most likely to cause inflammation, as measured by having the highest score for empirical dietary inflammation pattern, were 15% more likely to start menstruating in the next month compared to those with the least inflammatory diets. The AHEI assigns more points to healthier foods like vegetables, beans, and whole grains, and fewer points to foods like red and processed meats and those containing trans fats and a lot of sodium. The EDIP scores diets based on their potential to cause inflammation. Foods linked to more inflammation include red and processed meat, meat from animal organs, refined grains, and high-energy drinks. Starting periods at an earlier age is associated with potentially higher risks later in life for conditions including diabetes, obesity, breast cancer, and cardiovascular diseases. We observed that these two dietary patterns were associated with age at menarche, indicating that a healthier diet was linked to menstrual periods starting at an older age. Holly Harris, an associate professor at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle and study lead author, said in a statement, "What makes this study particularly significant is that these findings were independent of the girl's body mass index and height, factors previously linked to earlier menstruation. This suggests that food types and their inflammatory effects may play a more important role in menstruation timing than previously understood. Generally, eating fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fatty fish, nuts, and legumes, while limiting intake of red and processed meats, refined grains, sugar-sweetened beverages, and added salt, benefits everyone regardless of age," Harris said. "I think our findings highlight the need for all children and adolescents to have access to healthy meal options, and the importance of school-based breakfasts and lunches being based on evidence-based guidelines," Harris stated, emphasizing that this age range may be an important period for trying to reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Researchers acknowledged study limitations, including the reliance on questionnaire data, which introduces the potential for inaccuracies. Consequently, the researchers were unable to directly account for the influence of body fat. They plan to further investigate how childhood and adolescent diets and body size might relate to the characteristics of menstrual cycles in adulthood, helping children develop healthy eating habits. One of the most effective things parents can do is involve their daughters in the food process from start to finish, Jennifer Paulian, a registered dietitian at Footis, told the Epoch Times. This could mean helping plant a few veggies in the garden, choosing produce at the grocery store, or stirring ingredients in the kitchen, she said. When children have a hand in growing or preparing food, they're often more excited to try it. Paulian emphasized that children learn more from observation than instruction. Family meals where kids watch their parents and siblings enjoy a variety of healthy foods are incredibly influential, she said. Other practical strategies include creating a healthy home environment by keeping nutritious foods visible and accessible, making food visually appealing with colorful presentations, establishing consistent meal routines, encouraging children's autonomy in food decisions while avoiding overly restrictive approaches. Children are encouraged to serve themselves and be part of food decisions, allowing them to develop a healthy relationship with food, but parents should avoid overly controlling or restrictive approaches, according to Paulian. Those tend to backfire and lead to picky eating or power struggles.